The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
2-1 pitch. He crushes one deep left field. Headed for the Crawford boxes. It is gone. Up over the boxes and off the wall behind. Alex Bregman, the first hit of the game, the first run of the game, all in one stroke. Altuve on deck. 3-2 pitch. Springer hits a high fly ball deep left field. Going back on the ball and looking up Brantley, it is gone.
And Andrew Miller, the left-hander, getting loose for the Indians already.
Now a swing and a drive, deep left field. This one's gone. Into the Crawford boxes. The Astros go back-to-back. Altuve.
The preference is to use him aggressively out of the bullpen. And if you can't start him in game four, well, then we've used him in more important spots. Here's a high drive. Deep left field from Maldonado. It is gone. 2-2. Donaldson on the ground to short. Correa's got it. He'll flip to second. Altuve steps on the bag. And that does it for the Indians. The Astros close out a dominant game one victory. Final score, 7-2, Houston.
Well, that couldn't have gone much better for the Astros. A lot of other stuff to get to, so let's jump right in. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, finally, for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you are so inclined, you can watch us on live stream once Jong turns it on. I'm not getting it on my screen here. But you can watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. And there we are. And a late start today because your beloved Astros.
Los Astros.
Took care of business.
Yeah, got to, I guess they didn't get to Kluber early, but they eventually broke through. It looked like it was going to be a real pitching duel. And then the Astros sort of broke it open. And by the time the Indians tried to come back, it was too late. And good win in game one for the Astros. It's you beat Kluber. I mean, your odds go way up. You're going to have to see him again this series. But, yeah, if you told me you got that game one win, I'd say you got to like your chances now.
Well, they did a good job of getting to him, and I think his control...
He didn't look right today.
His control was... Well, I think part of it's postseason Kluber, who was nervous, but
yeah.
His control wasn't where it usually is. And they took advantage of it. And my goodness, Alex Bregman has just turned into such a clutch player.
Yep.
That guy has become so much better than I ever thought he was going to be. And that home run was just torched, and that got him going. And from there, you know, the Astros look like last year's Astros, hitting the ball. Lots of home runs.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen a lot out of them this year. So that was cool to see. Verlander was terrific for five innings. No, five and a third, I guess I would say he was. Well, no, five innings. He kind of fell apart in that sixth. But good performance out of the bullpen, and you move on. This is a big one to get, man. These five-game series, you just – every game means so damn much. You got to get three wins, and you don't want to get behind. So they took care of business today, and they look good.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you about postseason Kluber.
About the last 2 years.
Last year he was not very good, but before that, I mean, he was rolling. He was a 4-1, had a sub-2 ERA in the playoffs, and then last year had a rough series against the Yankees, and obviously not the. I don't want to say he looked bad today. He just didn't look like Corey Kluber.
He didn't look bad.
And Justin Verlander looked like Justin Verlander.
Yeah, he looked slightly nervous to me, and he looked like his control was not quite where he wanted it to be.
That's probably fair.
And. Yeah, when I say postseason Kluber, I mean the last 2 years.
Okay.
That's all that matters. I don't care what happened before then.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Suck it, Indians. Yeah, don't be going on about Corey Kluber.
I have a rotation of hats that I wear, and most of my baseball hats are hats that I got because my kid played on a certain team at some point. And I've been wearing an Indians hat. It's sitting next to my table or sitting next to my recliner. I just grab it and throw it on, and I was like, oh. I can't wear this hat today. People are going to get all mad at me. They're going to think, you know, I'm like a real
turncoat.
Yeah, I'm a real Indians fan or something. So now I went upstairs and grabbed a new hat today just to make sure that I wasn't stirring up any trouble.
Yeah, it's hard for me.
I didn't want to be a hater today.
It's hard for me not to like the Indians, but I'll like them when they play somebody else. I think they're kind of that's a team that's easy to root for. Astros are a lot easier to root for, and not just because they're here. By the way, just a quick stat on Bregman, his postseason home runs. Chris Sale twice, Clayton Kershaw, Kenley Jansen, Corey Kluber.
It's a pretty good, run.
It is. And granted, you're going to face really good pitchers in the playoffs theoretically, but to homer off those guys, pretty impressive. All right, I have to tell you about Lions Poker Palace. 6134 Richmond Avenue. And guys, if you want to go this weekend and watch the game tomorrow, for instance, and play poker at the same time, you'll be able to do it. They'll have that on. They'll have all your college football. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get your first 3 hours of play for free. If you play the tournament, you're going to get points. And when you get to a certain amount of points, you're going to get $100. And a lot of you are going to get into the big tournament in December if you get enough points. That's what they do. And this is such a classy place. George and the guys and Najib, they run such a really high-class facility. It feels like a real casino from the moment you sit at the table, even the bathrooms. The food's fantastic. My favorite place to play, 4 tournaments a day. So whatever you're into, they got you covered.
Yeah, that big tournament Fred's talking about, $60,000 guaranteed tournament at Lions there in December. And it's a $350 buy-in. There's 100-seat maximum, but there's going to be people who win their way into that tournament, which is going to be awesome. Of course, they've got, like Fred said, 4 tournaments every day. They've got security inside and outside. They've got a ton of TVs with all the sports packages. Just a great place to sit and enjoy your day, guys. Check them out, Lions Poker Palace. Stop by, see it for yourself. Don't take our word for it. 6134 Richmond Avenue. That's Lions Poker Palace.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. Hour number one lasted all of about 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm exhausted from that first hour.
Yeah, that was brutal. 713-780-ESPN, your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Apparently, you can't watch us on live stream because there's a problem there. But that's all right. So, if you missed the first hour, you missed 4 minutes of us coming on after the Astros. So, we'll now take you up through 7 o'clock, try to get back on to a little bit of a, little bit of a normal Friday show now. So, we'll see how it goes. But if you want to get in, talk about the game today, you're certainly welcome to. You know the number. You can also, you know all the other ways to get in touch with us. I'm curious if people... It seemed like people were pretty stoked today, not just at the game, but like around town beforehand. Mm-hmm. I wonder if everybody just sort of re-caught World Series fever today. Because I hadn't sensed the excitement about the Astros really until today.
I just think that once they wrapped up the division, that kind of slowed down and it was just... You know, it felt like all year long they were going to make the playoffs. So
right.
There's been less drama. So maybe there's not much to talk about until now. But of course, now that they're there, now that the playoffs are started, it's going to be exciting. They've got a legit chance to win.
They do. And I've said all along, they get by the series, I think they're going to beat the Yankees or the Red Sox in the next round. And I feel pretty good about that. I think they're pitching depth. And if they're going to start hitting the ball again, just like
they hit like they hit today, it's going to be hard to beat that team.
Yeah, that was postseason Astros last year.
But last year, it was kind of expected that they would hit like that.
Oh, yeah, because they did it all year.
They haven't hit like that all year, so it was nice to see them get it going.
Yeah, the homers were not nearly as plenty as they were last year this season, but today they look like they look like the same team.
I watched the first couple innings at home before I took off, and I was watching with my son. He watches a lot of Astros games, and he finally said it. He's like, "Dad, why does Carlos Correa suck now?" I was like, "Oh man, that's a tough question to answer."
Yeah.
To tell a kid. I was like, "He doesn't suck. He's having a bad year.
He's below average.
He didn't have a good year." And then I told him, "That's what happens when you get married, son.
Yeah.
When you prioritize other things." And
start taking pictures of you and your fiance all over the city doing all kinds of cool things. That
you got a multi-million dollar a year job. You got to prioritize that over some chick.
You got to Jeter it.
You got to.
Yeah. So if he's going to be a great baseball player, he needs to Jeter it.
Well, that's the move. I mean, Jeter laid the blueprint. And then when it was all said and done, he still got who he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he ran through 100 chicks and then he's okay. But they were just chicks. Then when he wrapped up his Hall of Fame career, multiple championships, millions of dollars banked, he's like, "All right, now I'll settle down." Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
And see, Correa gets engaged, and look what happens. Look what happened to Tiger Woods. Just be smart about it, that's all.
Wait until
your career's over.
Wait until...
Then you can have whatever you want, because you'll be rich and famous.
Yeah, wait until 40 to get married. That's the advice to everyone out there.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It's a good number.
I don't want to tell him to run through as much poon as he can until he gets to 40.
No.
That's
not cool.
No. I want you to treat every woman with respect. But then when you're 40, you can choose one, your favorite one, and lock her down.
Yeah.
And then have, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I want grandkids, so it might be a pain in the ass.
A little early for you to be thinking about grandkids.
Cut into my retirement. That's a Fred problem right now.
That's not a Fred problem. I'm not. I've already told him I'm disowning any grandkids.
Stop it!
I refuse to act like a grandfather. I have too much fun to be doing.
Will they call you Pappy or Grandpappy?
No, I'll let them be adopted by my ex's husband. I got nothing to do with grandkids. Ask me again in 5 years.
Okay.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in and tell people about Republic Harley Davidson.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you guys, number one Harley dealer in Houston, and it's not even close. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. this is your choice for a Harley-Davidson dealership. The staff is friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. And it's no worries October at Republic Harley-Davidson. You buy any new Harley, you get a 3-year extended service plan and a 3-year priority paid maintenance. All you'll have to worry about is the gas. How great is that? Bring in your trade and ride out on a new Harley today. With the largest selection of 18s and 19s in Houston, they have the ride that you're looking for. And tomorrow, OU Texas, they're going to have a tailgate party out there. All the TVs are going to have football on. They're going to have contests in every department, trivia, field goal kicks, football tosses with door prizes. There's going to be food and refreshments available, so make sure you stop in. And then that morning, they're going to be doing Bras for a Cause. It's a police-escorted ride. It's going to start at Republic, and it's going to end at Bombshells in Spring. Registration starts at 9 a.m., kickstands up at 10:30 a.m., so go out there and ride for a good cause. It's Republic Harley-Davidson. Come see why they're Houston's number one dealer. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, are always open at republichd.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Your number. Happy Friday. If you're just getting in the car, leaving the game, hope you had fun. If you're just getting in the car from work, well, that sucked. You had to work today. But that's all right. So did we. I'm just waiting around for the game to end. 409 wants to know, what are the odds you do a Cocktober spot today? Not going to happen because we've already given them away.
Oh, man.
I'm not sorry to see that giveaway. It's not easy, when, especially on location, it's not easy to concentrate all the time.
My favorite is how adamant you were about not saying Cocktober.
Well, when I heard it, it's like, okay, yeah, I did. I said that. I admitted it.
You did.
Just didn't think I said it.
That made my day.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I made somebody's day. So I got a bunch of giveaways here. John, what am I supposed to do with these? Because some of these are usual suspects giveaways.
Yeah, since we didn't have the show, we can do, like, since we have 2 hours left, we can do like three per hour.
Because, okay, yeah, there's five of them here, or six?
I lost a copy of one, there was not a copy of another one. So there's six total.
All right, so we'll give away one right now at 5:20. Be the 10th caller. Did we tell you we're hosting a pub crawl with It's a Houston Thing? Courtesy of Thrive Plus, win two passes to join us Saturday, October 20th. We're starting at Dean's downtown. Then you're off to go to any of the 9 hosting venues like El Big Bad, Molly's Pub downtown, and more. Passes come with the exclusive Be Someone Pub Crawl t-shirt, wristband, cup, koozie, and $3 beers, drinks, and shots at all our participating bars. Win yours now and have all your friends get theirs now before the prices go up at htxpubcrawls.com. Don't start calling now. Call at 520. Call or 10. Got a bunch more of those to give away. That's going to be fun. So, man. Oh, a couple things that I wanted to get a quick plug in for. Thanks to Sam over at Big City Wings. He brought like hundreds of wings for the people here today.
Oh, I noticed.
Who were stuck. Yeah, I know. It wasn't very much fun.
280.
280?
Yeah. And most of the office was gone except for like the programming side, where we had Josh, Brandon, and then interns, me, Fred, a couple of hosts from SB Nation. So it was like 280 wings for, I don't know, 15 people.
Challenge accepted, right?
There's still some left.
What? That's less than 20 wings per person. Man up, boys. Man up.
Yeah, except some of us can't really eat them right now.
Yeah, I can't.
But appreciate him bringing those. And
but still, man up.
Everybody else man up, just not the people who are dieting, right?
Yeah.
And also, if you haven't checked out SportsMap today, today is probably a record day in terms of numbers of stories posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That means I'm going to get washed out.
Yeah, you're going to. Well, I have you up pretty high on the site because I think people will.
It's a big card.
It's a big card, and like right now, the main thing is the game story from today's Astros
victory.
And then also near the top, we have the Astros postseason guide for dummies from Paul Muth, which is really funny. If you haven't been following the Astros, you can read that and you can sound like you know what you're talking about with your friends.
Okay.
AJ's UFC preview. Still have Barry's Houston versus Cleveland video up, which is very funny. We also have the best 10 bars to watch Astros playoff games or go party before or after in the area. So that's up there. Eric Sandler did a little thing on a Houston burger joint offering free milkshakes for every Astros playoff home run. Guess what? You can get milked to death
today. Milk it up, boys.
Matt Peralt has his Vegas plays video. Alex, our intern, has a really nice feature on how the Astros created their winning formula. We've got the Harris County Sports Insiders, Astros preview, Cody Stutz six-pack, analysis more of the pitching from Grayson, who's our intern, about the Astros Indians, which still holds up. Charlie Palillo's column, Bookie Busters, Week 5 NFL weather report, Trey's NASCAR. I mean, it's just full of stuff today. This is the busiest day we've ever had. And we'll be updating all weekend. We'll have another story up in the morning. I will have a game story up after the Astros game tomorrow, which is a really big one because if you're Cleveland, you can get out of here with a split. You're feeling pretty good.
No doubt.
So if you're the Astros, I mean, this is huge. If they can hit like they did today, I think they'll be up 2-0, and you'll like their chances. So, and everybody's saying, no, it's October 20th. Not the other thing.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, it just depends. I guess if you...
I'm just going to start calling... I'm going to say Cocktober for everything. I'm just going to use that in every form of speech.
I'm glad that I've given you something you can entertain yourself with.
So far, Alex Bregman is Mr. Cocktober. Wouldn't you agree?
Kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It's a good nickname.
Yeah, I love it.
I doubt that'll stick, but
no,
it should.
No,
should. Whoever has the best playoffs, that's what I'm going to call him from now on, Mr. Cocktober. Since this is the first annual Cocktober, according to Fred, that's who I'm going to anoint free at the end of the season.
Free Carbock for life for that person.
Oh, it should be.
I should get free Carbock for life for creating that.
Maybe so.
But, oh boy, certain things you never live down. It took 2 years to get rid of that Tiger Woods drop.
Yeah,
so
I don't know that that's even gone. First of all,
I think it is. I think it's dead.
I think it took over 2 years.
Maybe it did. But it's been a while since we've used it.
Okay.
713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody said thank you for the hockey bet. I needed it after the UH game. That was exactly what happened to me. Damn UH! They're so dead to me.
Yeah. Sorry about that. There was you and one other person turned in UH minus the points. Was that you, Jong?
I took the over, and I need one more score.
Oh, no.
And actually, I'd given up on it, right? And then all of a sudden, they get the ball back with 6 minutes to go, and I'm like, okay, all you got to do is one more. No, we're going to be conservative.
Yeah, one more. John Granato lost on that game, too, in our pick game. So... That was a murderer's row last night. It was taking out everybody.
It almost pissed you off to see the fourth quarter, knowing that they half-assed it for three quarters of the game, and then all of a sudden, oh, here we go.
Yeah,
yeah, that was not cool. But hey, oh well, I did bounce back with my over on the Vegas Golden Knights game, but that one sure didn't happen the way I thought. I flipped over and it's 5-1 Philadelphia, and the over was 6.
Oh.
And so I had to get the meaningless Vegas goal to make it get
there
over
has
six.
To be some bounce with Vegas, right? Like, because everybody kind of thought last year they weren't as good as they shouldn't have been as good as they were. Isn't there something to that? Like, you think they're maybe come back to earth a little bit this year?
I think they do. I still think they're a playoff team. I just don't think they're a 109-point team that wins. I frankly, despite what happened to them the other night, I think the Sharks win the Pacific. But, yeah, I think there's some regression. Although they have improved in some areas, and they've added some talent. It's just I think they overachieved a lot with what they had last year. But and people are going to get used to going to Vegas on a road trip now. I think that was a big thing last year. It's like, oh, you get all these nice Canadian boys get to go to Vegas for a weekend, and the night before the game, they're all gambling at the MGM until 3 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they'll figure it out. But I still think they're a playoff team. I just don't think they're a Stanley Cup team. How's that sound?
That's fair.
All right. Lamont brings up a good point. I know it's gone on the radar, but I was afraid of the Stros being at home. They've been shaky at home. They have. I just wonder if with that atmosphere and you get that playoff atmosphere going, if it's the same thing. Because I mean, it seemed like it was pretty badass in there today. Hey, you know, we talked about Lions last hour.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to mention it, but tomorrow they're having a $12,000 guaranteed pop-up tournament at 1 p.m.
Nice.
With late registration till 3:10. It's a $120 tournament. You can rebuy for 6 levels, and if you sign up by 1, you get 5,000 bonus chips. And they also have the $9,000 guaranteed tourney tonight. So if you want to go tomorrow and watch the game, that's a great place to do it and get your poker on. But 6134 Richmond Avenue, just got that from Najib, so I couldn't put it in the live read because I didn't have it at the time.
All right.
So I'm just letting the people know. Go check it out. You got any big weekend stuff going on?
I think I finally got baseball this weekend. Been rained out the last 3 weekends in a row, I think. So, but knock on wood, I think they're due to get back on the field. So, that's what I'll be up to.
So, I'm going to go for a bike ride in the morning, then 11 o'clock, UTOU.
Oh, yeah.
Then Astros, then Maple Leafs, Ottawa, then the fight. So, okay. I'm going to all day inside after...
Yeah. I've had like 4 people invite me to their, you know, to a watch party or to a bar or somewhere to their house to watch the fights. And instead, I'm just going to pay $60 and watch it at home. So I don't have to be around eaters and drinkers.
Yeah.
I can just sit there with my water and.
It's kind of hard right now.
Yeah. I may smoke some meat tomorrow. Hmm. And that way I'll have, you know, at least a filling meal. I won't have any. Nachos or guacamole or anything like that, but I'll make do. I won't have any Carbock either, unfortunately. Yeah,
but you know what? You're only a few weeks and October will be over, and you'll have November, and guess what you can do in November? Guess what you can drink in November?
I can drink Carbock, finally. Guys, September 20th to October 7th. It's been going on for a while. This is the last weekend. Yesterday, the Quaker City Nighthawks played. Tonight, the Texas Gentlemen will be on the stage. And then tomorrow, Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, and John Ballman. John, do we have any tickets left for this? All the tickets have been given away, huh? Sorry, guys. If you want to get into the music tent, $10 on Thursday and Friday, $20 on Saturday. And there's going to be free beer garden festivities at 5 o'clock every night, tonight and tomorrow, and then noon on Sunday. The free activities include a ceremonial keg tapping of Carbocktoberfest, live traditional German band, and men's and women's stein hoisting competitions. For the complete Carbocktoberfest lineup and ticket information, visit carbockbrewing.com/Carbocktoberfest2018. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's probably the easiest way to keep up with the schedule. Or pick up your favorite Carbock beer today and tell your bartender to please make it a Carbock. You've got to.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, you heard me talking about some of the bets earlier, and you know where I do them, MyBookie. It's the only website I use now, and I've been using them for a couple of years. And I'll tell you, the thing I like best is the variety I have, the ease of use of the site. It's so easy to find what I want. And if I want to play hockey overs like I did last night or, sadly, college football, it's all right there. And I use that site for everything. I use it for horses. I use it for CFL. I use it for the NFL. So tomorrow you want to bet your Astros, guess what? MyBookie's a place to do it. And they're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. They're the only website I use because when you win, they actually pay you. And that's not always the case with some of these other places. And the options are amazing. Besides the ones I mentioned, you've got live betting. So if you miss the start of a game, you're good. You could bet over-unders on fantasy points a player is going to score. They pretty much have you covered. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
It's only 90 minutes left in the show, friend.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's zipping by.
What is it Joel and those guys always say? 90 in the rear and 90 or something like that?
I think they say 9 in the rear.
Nine?
Wow, yeah.
That's painful.
Yeah.
Better be able to handle that. Yeah, so it's very weird.
They're built differently in Wisconsin. They can take it up there.
Ah, okay. Good to know.
Just kidding, Joel. I'm just joking around.
I think he knows that. I think you're okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird because, but we will have, RJ Bell at 6 o'clock. So lots of gambling there, lots of NFL stuff. And, basically we did the NFL against the spread yesterday. So if you want to go back and catch the podcast, usually we do that at 5 o'clock on Fridays, but with the game going the way it is, and obviously you wanted to talk about the game. I'm curious what you think about tomorrow, because to me that it's almost more important than game one, because obviously, if the Astros win, they're in a great spot. Cleveland wins. Suddenly, it's the best 2 out of 3 with 2 games in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough call because we don't really know what Carlos Carrasco is going to show up. He's been sort of a night and day guy this year. And we've seen some really good from him, and we've seen some meh from him. And I guess that's how you end up with a 17-10 record. His ERA is still, you know, under 3.5, well under 3.5. In fact, it's almost on par with what he's done the last 2 years when he was a Cy Young contender. So he's still a really good pitcher, but so is Gerrit Cole. And he's a lot different pitcher than Corey Kluber. You know, not going to rely as much on off speed and stuff like that. Not going to rely as much on location. He's going to go.
Which was a big issue for Kluber today.
Yeah.
I think his location was just enough off that he was struggling enough that where he made some bad pitches.
But the Astros have a good guy going too. And I mean, I didn't see anything out of the Indians bats today that would make me say they're clicking at full strength. I mean, they don't appear to be humming along. So, I think it's a really good opportunity. And if you can go up 2-0, I think you got a really good shot of winning it, but you're right. If they do lose that game, then they've got to play the next two on the road. It gets a little dicey.
I think they'll win one of those two at least because they've been pretty good on the road all year, but you don't want to put yourself in that situation. I think you get out of here with a 2-0 lead, you feel pretty good about your chances of moving on.
And I always think game two in a 5-game series is big because whoever pitches in game two, if it does go to a game five, it's probably those two guys again, and somebody's got a mental edge. So yeah. Game two is always pretty important to
somebody's
me.
Somebody's O has already gone.
Somebody's O is on the flow.
Yeah, or somebody's O is a big fat no.
Okay.
I'm just trying here.
Right.
I'm just putting some effort into it.
Somebody's O is Cocktober.
Okay.
I told you, I'm just going to work it into everything from now.
I can tell that. I can tell. I just, you know, I'm going to sit here and take it. Just like those Wisconsin boys.
Are the Colorado Rockies just blowing them out? What's going on?
Now you're stretching it. You've got to find a way to work in Cocktober. Otherwise, it's a fail. So, John, as far as programming.
I'm such a child.
You are a child. Cocktober 8th. Okay, so game 3 would be at 12:30. So that would affect Usual Suspects, right?
We are going to just run it on 94.1.
Really?
Yeah. Too much missed inventory.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're talking about game 2?
No, I'm talking about game three. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
So game 4, then we're doing the same?
Yeah. Yeah. So if the Astros...
I was kind of hoping we could take a day off if there was a game 4, because it's 3:35.
No.
Jeez. Okay. All right. So it's just going to 94.1 now.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you would start with game 1.
And then I carry him.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I don't know. Seems like a Cocktober move to me.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. So that's hopefully there won't be a game four.
Right.
Milwaukee up 1-0 at the moment after winning last night, and the Dodgers also won last night. So by the end of the night, everyone will have played. I'm curious now, Astros fan, now that the game's over and you have the rest of the night to celebrate, you still pissed that you didn't get a 7 o'clock game?
I don't think so.
I think I'd be pretty happy right now with that 1 o'clock start.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, because now you
worked out.
You got a win. You could celebrate and party all night and then, you know, sleep it off and get up and do it again tomorrow.
That's right.
If it was a 7 o'clock game, that, you know, I don't know. You guys are all young, so you could probably handle it. But that day game after a night game, when you're going to drink that much, doesn't always go well.
Yeah.
So, hey, college football-wise, any last-minute thoughts on, like, UTOU and some of the other games? Because I'm really coming around that I think Texas is going to win this thing.
I don't know if they're going to win it.
They're the only team in that conference that plays defense. And
yeah, everyone said, that, like Brad Power said, we've said on this show before, Texas isn't a traditional Big 12 school, like, or not a traditional Big 12 football team. They are not a run up the score and just let you run up the score on them type of a team. They've actually got more of a grinding offense, a ball control offense, and they play defense, which is rare in that conference. And that includes Oklahoma, who doesn't play defense at all. I'm tending to lean on the under.
Yeah.
Because I think that Texas is going to try to control the ball. Here's a crazy stat. I want to say, I forgot the exact number, so it's not a perfectly accurate stat. But it's something
like... This is America. You could just make stuff up.
I'll just make stuff up.
Yeah.
It's something like 84 minutes in the last 2 weeks that Oklahoma's defense has been on the field. They just, you know, when Oklahoma gets the ball, they go down and score. And then their defense is on the field. Defense is on the field. Defense is on the field. They get worn out, which that sort of makes me feel like Texas can hang with them. I don't feel great because I don't like Texas's offense. They were only able to score one offensive touchdown last week. Mm. But they did make some big plays happen on defense and special teams. And Tom Herman is an underdog. We've talked about this before. Is just a monster. When he's expected to win, that doesn't always work out. But when the odds are stacked against him, he steps up and his guys put on a big show. So I like the under. I lean to Texas.
Kind of with you on that one. And I think A&M... I like A&M to take care of Kentucky.
I'm leaning to A&M, too. It's probably going to end up being a play for me on A&M. I think that first of all, Kentucky hasn't seen a quarterback like Mond who can move around and make plays happen with his feet. Secondly, one of the crazier things that I was reading is that third down percentage for A&M, they're number three in the country. The only teams higher than higher in that rating than them are service academies. So I mean, they do a really good job. They and that's, consider that third down defense. You're talking about teams that's a team that's played Alabama and Clemson. Their third down defensive numbers should be blown out the door, but they're not. But they do allow explosive plays, which is a bit concerning. But I'm leaning with A&M.
Hey,
no, A&M's for real. They need to win this game.
Yeah, I think they will. I can't imagine that Kentucky and this. I know they went into Florida and won, but this is a little different atmosphere.
Now, one of the things that you can look at is coming off the Alabama game. Maybe they were a little bit flat going into Arkansas, but they did look really bad against Arkansas, and Arkansas sucks. And they hung around with A&M, but you could see that Jimbo Fisher was pissed off about it.
I think the players were pissed off about it too.
Is going to respond. Yeah.
Hey, okay, so another giveaway at 5:45. Dallas Cowboy fans of Houston, Smoking Cowboy Space City, Baracho Tailgaters, and Dim Cookers have joined forces to bring you the best tailgating experience ever. This weekend when the Cowboys come to Houston, this epic party is at 9200 South Main, Sunday, October 7th, starting at 3 p.m., win two passes to the best tailgate party happening when Dallas and Houston face off. Your passes include all-you-can-eat food, drinks, shots, ice shots, dancing, singing, and football. Wristbands are still available. Get some at Facebook Events, Lone Star Shootout Tailgate at 5:45, caller number 10. you're going to the tailgate. Cowboys fans and Texans fans, welcome.
Ooh.
A lot of
everyone's welcome.
A lot of former players there. Yeah, it's you know, why can't we all get along? Sometimes enemies can come together and find common ground, like beer and shots and bikinis. I don't know if they have bikinis. All right. We're going to take a quick break. That's at 5:45. Don't start calling now. By the way, 15 stories we posted on Sports Map today and 2 videos.
Wow.
That is a record. And hopefully you guys will find something on there you enjoy. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. And it's a Houston thing, Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20. But you'll cash in because it comes with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, Pub Crawl wristband, cup and koozie, free samples of Thrive Plus, and $3 drinks. Tickets available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. And we'll be giving away 2 more tickets to that at 5:50. So at 5:50, you can win 2 tickets to that. Doing my best to get rid of these, John. Rolling right through them. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
We go to Utah. Better known as the Florida of Utah.
Okay.
Or something like that. Ben and Jackie Belknap had been saving up cash to basically get University of Utah football season tickets.
Okay.
Somebody bought it for them, and they were going to pay it back. They had $1,060 in an envelope ready to go. But the envelope disappeared over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
They started searching the house. They went all over looking for it. And Ben says he's digging through the trash, and the wife hollers, "I found it." She's holding the shredder.
Oh, no.
And she says, "I think the money is in here." Apparently, their 2-year-old son, Leo, is very familiar with the shredder.
Oh, boy.
So he says,
"How much is this again?"
$1,060.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And, you know, if you're having to pay somebody back who bought you tickets,
right,
and you're saving and adding it up, then it's probably a whole lot of money for you. But Leo helps me shred junk mail and just things with our name on it or important documents we want to get rid of. So he apparently sent the envelope through the shredder sometime when they weren't looking.
Oh, man.
We just for like 5 minutes shuffled through it, not talking. We didn't know what to do. And then I broke the silence, and I'm like, well, this will make a great wedding story one day. No,
it just ruins my day.
But apparently there is a government office that deals with mutilated cash.
Okay, so maybe they can get some back?
Yeah, it says bag it up in little Ziploc bags, mail it to D.C., and in 1 to 2 years you'll get your money back.
Okay.
But hey, you know what? That's money you don't have now.
That's true. It'll be a nice surprise.
Yeah. So I think it was Lamont that sent me that. Thanks for sending that along. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Rock Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So he says, I'm an OU grad. The math and logic say you're right. I hope you're wrong. I do think if OU comes out and scores a couple quick touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Texas isn't built to come
Texas
from behind.
Texas can't win that game. If it's 14-0 OU early, like if they come out and play the way UH should have played last night. See, I think Tulsa showed you what Texas has to do against OU. Run the ball the way they did. Control the clock. Keep the other offense off the field. And then not choke in the fourth quarter.
That's Texas football. That's what they're going to try to do right now.
And if they can do that and control the clock and, you know, suddenly... I think at one point, Tulsa had the ball the entire third quarter. That's what Texas has got to try to do. And if they do that, they can win the football game. I think they're a better version of that. And, you know, I think go use a better version of what UH is, too. So, you know, but that strategy, I think, is what you'll be looking for tonight or tomorrow. Excuse me. I'm excited about that. Although, I have to say, usually Texas OU for me is kind of when the weather's supposed to start cooling off.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened.
Well, it's not tomorrow yet.
I've been looking at the forecast.
It's not going to cool off tomorrow.
Not anytime soon. So, but that was always, and maybe it's just me, but growing up, it always seemed like Texas OU weekend, that's when we'd get that first cold snap right after that.
Yeah.
Or cool snap. It doesn't get cold here. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Keith, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
All right. We got you're asking questions about Kark October. And the difference between U of H doing that last night is ridiculous. But the problem with you guys not drinking is you don't realize this is the perfect weekend of drinking. You've got the Astros for 2 days. You've got the Texans on Sunday evening. You've got the Texas OU game. And basically, I've got all my friends who all put our stuff together, all our Carbach, which we destroyed the whole idea of it being such great beer. We put it together, and we basically we're going to try to hit each one. Very difficult to hit that. If you guys ever figure out a way, let me know on Twitter. But my real question is, I was looking at the, we were at the game, and at the juice box, and a lot of the people were kind of quiet, like they were expecting us to win. And I was looking at Cleveland, and their batters just not know how to deal with the shift, because every time that they would shift, all the batters would kind of look at each other like they didn't know what was, if we were actually going to play a game or not. I was curious what you guys had to say about that.
I think everybody has seen the shift at this point. It's just, you know, there may have been some guys who didn't expect to get shifted on, but the Astros shift almost more than anybody.
Yeah, they're not the team that does it the most, but they're up there.
And yes, this is a good beer drinking weekend, and it's unfortunate that I'm not able to do so.
The reality is, though, I can't really drink when the Astros are playing because we have stuff to put on the website game. And. Same thing with the Texans Sunday night. So,
I looked it up so I could give an actual stat and not just a made up stat. 82 minutes the last two games that OU's defense has been on the field.
What did you say before? What was the made up stat?
I think it was like 77.
No, you said something in the 80s. I thought it was 80s? Like 88 is what you went with.
Oh, well, it's 82.
Okay.
That's
so you weren't
the real
far
number.
Off. No, you weren't far off.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. You're in the ballpark. That's a good thing.
I the number that I was trying to pull, I'd handicapped on, I guess, Thursday morning. Yesterday morning. And I knew I wanted to bring that number up, and then I totally forgot about it. I should probably write things down.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Isn't that why you have your notebook?
Yeah, put it in your notebook, Hoffman.
You know what?
Put that in your notebook.
You got me there.
Well done, John. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. All right, so how many more of these do I have to give away? I've given away three, right?
Yeah, let me double check.
Okay. Unless we said you said 84.
Okay.
So, all right. So I have like two left here to give, so there must be three more. But I also have to tell you that are you the next Texan we're sending to Florida each Friday from now until?
Almost assuredly not.
Today is Florida Football Friday. We're giving away a prize each hour, and every prize is a qualifier for the grand prize drawing. The reason we're giving away more is because there wasn't a show before us today. Round-trip air transportation, 4 days rental car, hotel accommodations at the Hampton Inn, and Suites Amelia Island. Tickets to the football game at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville, Florida on October 21st with a parking pass plus a round of golf or two at the Amelia National Golf and Country Club, all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. For more information and contest rules, visit ESPN975.com. John, how many more do we have to give away?
You have two pub crawls and one Lone Star.
Okay. Did you say October 21st?
I did say October.
Oh, You must have misspoke.
No, I spoke well, because the reality is you have to drop it in a little more subtly than that.
Okay.
You know, it can't just be obvious. You can't just drop it every time. It needs to be, you know, like, I think it needs to fit.
I think if you just make it natural and just that's just how you talk going forward, I think that'd be really good.
It might be the way to go. I don't know. I don't know. But
tell me about your sausage is what I want to. That's what I want
to
hear about.
Is it applies to October or no?
Yeah,
because October's a perfect time for sausage. So is November.
And Cocktober.
Yeah, that one too. There you go. That worked.
So when you're in that, you're feeling those Cocktober vibes and you want to fill your mouth with some delicious sausage.
Then there's only one place to
only
go.
Only one choice.
Well, there's only one choice. There's plenty of places you can go. You know what? You can go to HEB and get Zumos. You can go to Kroger. You can go to Fiesta. But whatever you do, go and pick up some Zumos sausage, man. The Party Time sausage is fantastic. If you're going to be tailgating this weekend, you have to have Zumos. Whether it's that, the Boudin, the Andouille sausage, all of it's so good. And it's not just me. They've been doing this since 1908. And everybody over in the Golden Triangle has known about them for years. And they're killing Houston now, too. And you need to get in on this. If you like sausage at all, if you like Cajun food at all, then Zumos is the way to go. That Party Time sausage is made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. The Boudin is terrific. You can use that for all kinds of cool stuff. And the Andouille sausage, truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. It's a blend of meat with Cajun seasoning, makes it a great pair with all types of Cajun dishes. You can even do it with the Boudin. And guys, if you haven't tried it yet, give it a try. Z-U-M-M-O on the package. That's all you have to do. Go by your local grocery store, pick it up, and give it a try this weekend. Let us know what you think. You can find all your Zumo products anywhere in the city here at all your major grocery stores. Just look for Zumos. That's Z-U-M-M-O-S. And by the way, they also offer deer processing. So if you're into bow hunting right now, or once the gun season starts here in November, you get deer, they'll process it for you. And they'll do a great job. And you can drop them off here in Houston, even though they're located in Beaumont. Give them a try. Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S. That's Zumos. Make it a Zumos weekend.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.